Farmers and Merchants Bank's game plan for success. Farmers and Merchants Bank, finally, a bank in your corner. Go Bombers! Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Well, Harrison getting some last-second instructions from assistant coach Heath Nicholas. Matt Holm is out on the floor waiting for the opening tip-off. Brought to you by Clear Results Glass. So, again, Harrison having to be without David Stoller tonight, who is suspended for tonight's game.
He's lurking, though. I see him over in the tunnel. He's at the end of the bleachers down there. I don't know that he can stay down at the end of the bleachers.
He's not supposed to, but no, I don't think that's Stoller. That's not Stoller.
Is that not Stoller?
No.
Okay.
I see what you're trying to do, though. It is going to be Braden Dewey jumping center for Mountain Home. And for Harrison, it was Max Bell. Mountain Home does win the tip.
How about Mountain Home student section being loud and proud here, making the trip west?
And McGee Harris immediately puts up the three-pointer. No good. Gets his own rebound. Gives it to Tate. Now to Carson near the left corner. Up top to McLean. Over to Harris. Now Tate has on the right side. Up top to Dewey. Harrison in a man-to-man. Ball goes over on the left side to Harris. Up top to McLean. Down to Dewey in the paint. Over to Carson in the right corner. He's going to put up the three-pointer. No good. Another offensive rebound for Mountain Home. Here's Carson with it. Now gives it to McLean in the right corner. He loses the handle of the ball. And the steal by Cole Cecil.
Two offensive rebounds out there for the Bombers. Love to see those result in some points.
Here is Martin with it on the right side. Gives it up top to Cecil. Now Tomlin, a man-to-man over on the right side to McNutt.
Yep.
And now offensive foul away from the ball.
Bell just two-hand shove Braxton Carson in the chest. Braxton was right up in his business there, and he just two-hand shoved him.
Max Bell picks up his first personal foul, team foul number one, against Harrison here in the first quarter. And he immediately checks out of the game as Lucas Paul comes in. Lucas Paul, a 6'4 junior. Here is Tate within the front court, gives it to Carson. Over to McLean on the right side. McLean will try to figure out where to go with it. Now dribbles into the lane, going in for the layup, won't go, and the rebound is controlled by Paul.
I've had a good look at the rim right there.
It's a little bit short there. Here is Cecil with it. Cecil will give it over on the left side to Scribner. Now Martin has it on the left side. He will throw it down a low block to McNutt. And his layup won't go, and Carson gets the rebound.
Snatched that ball out of the air, Braxton Carson did. Good rebound.
Tate across the timeline gives up top to Carson. Over to McLean on the left side. Still looking for our first score of the night. Up top to Dewey. Dewey's going to give it to Harris. He actually had to chase it down. Over to Carson on the right side. 6:05 left to play in the first quarter. Dewey with it up top. His three-pointer bounces around, does not go. And the rebound comes to Scribner.
Both teams playing a little tight, like this is a rivalry game and an important game.
Scribner is going to dribble up to the top, put up the three-pointer, no good. Offensive rebound for McNutt. He will find Cecil cutting into the lane. His basket counts, and he is fouled. So Harrison strikes first as Cole Cecil will go to the line for the three-point play. McGee Harris picks up his first personal foul, team foul number one against the Bombers here in the first quarter. 5:47 left to play in the period as Cole Cecil will be at the free throw line.
Just got a text from a lady Bomber fan. She said, you know what's better than beating Harrison?
What's that?
Beating Harrison twice.
Oh, that's true. Cecil's free throw goes in. It's a 3-0 lead for Harrison.
I credit my wife for that one.
There you go.
She's pretty pumped about the Lady Bombers win.
Tate will take a little contact as he dribbles to the left side. That foul is on Ryder Scribner. That's his first personal foul, team foul number two against the Goblins here in the first quarter. 5:39, let's play in the period. Mountain Home looking for their first points of the night as they trail 3-0. Blaine Tate will inbound the ball on the near sideline. Gets into Carson up top. He dribbles over to the right side. finds Harris over to Tate. On the left side now to McLean. McLean will give it up top to Dewey. Now Carson has it over on the right side to Tate. Up top to Harris. Back over to Tate on the right side. He's going to dribble into the lane. Finds McLean in the paint for the jumper. Good. Ryder McLean with his first 2 points of the night. 3-2, Harrison up. 5:11 left to play in the first quarter. Scribner with it. Gives over on the right side to McNutt. He will throw it to Martin. Martin dribbles into the lane. Loses the handle of the ball, but McNutt's there to pick it up. His shot's blocked by Dewey, and McLean comes up with the ball. McLean back with it near the right corner. Finds Dewey on the low, tries to throw it down to Dewey on the low block. He's able to finally corral it. Ball was knocked away, but Mantone does keep possession. Over to Tate on the left side. Up top to Dewey. Over to McLean. On the right side now to Carson. 15 left on the shot clock. Up top to Harris. Finds Dewey at the right elbow. Mishandled it for a moment. Now gives it to Tate, who's cutting into the lane. Over to Carson in the right corner. He's dribbling into the lane for the left. Off the glass and in, and Mantone has their first lead.
Good ball movement there by the Bombers. Great offensive possession.
4-3, Bombers up with 4:20 left to play in the first quarter. Here is Scribner back with the other way with it, with Tate right there on him. Gives up top to Cecil. Back over to Scribner on the right. He's going to try for the three to get the lead back. It won't go, and the rebound's controlled by Paul, and Harrison has a fresh 35.
Scribner's a dude. He scored a lot of their points when they came to Mountain Home. Mountain Home's going to have to know where he's at all times.
Another three-point attempt this time by Martin. It wouldn't go, and this time the rebound comes to Mountain Home. 3:53 left to play in the first quarter. Bombers with the ball up 4-3. Tate will walk the ball across the timeline. Harrison once again in a man-to-man. Ball goes over to McLean on the right side. Up top to Carson. Over on the left side to Harris. Down to Tate. Up near the top to McLean. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer.
Yes! Here we go.
Ryder McLean with five on the night. 7-3. Mount Holmes up by two possessions. It's less than 3.5 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Ball's with Scribner on the right. He will throw it over to Cecil on the left. He's going to put up the three-pointer to answer. Good. Cole Cecil with all six of Harrison's points so far. 3:12, let's play in the first quarter. Mount Home up by a point. Tate across the timeline. Gives it to Harris on the left side. Up top now to Dewey. Now McLean has it. Over on the right side to Tate. Up top to Harris, over to Carson. Now McLean with it on the left side. He's going to get by his defender. Throws it to Tate near the right corner. Up top now to Harris, over to McLean on the right side. Less than 10 left to shoot. McLean's going to dribble to the elbow. He's going to pull up for the jumper. No good, and the rebound is controlled by Scribner. He will throw it into the front court to Cecil. He has it on the right side. 2:35 left to play in the first quarter. Now it's all up by a point. 7-6 our score. Scribner has it up top now. Mount Home in a man-to-man. Scribner dribbles to the right side. Goes into the lane, going up for the layup, off the glass and in, and Harrison's back on top. Ryder Scribner with his first 2 points of the night. 8-7, Goblins leading.
Say buckle up, Matt. This looks like it's got the makings of being a back-and-forth game.
You bet. Tate across the timeline. Finds Dewey on the low block for the jumper. Good.
Yeah, Harrison tried to blitz and double-team Blaine Tate right there. I guess they forgot that he's our best ball handler. He dribbled right through it. Great find to find Dewey by himself down low.
Third lead change already as Mount Holmes up 9-8. 1:51 left to play in the first quarter. Hayden Martin tries a three, way too strong, and the rebound is saved by Paul, but then it goes right back out of bounds, and Mount Holmes will get the ball with 1:44 left to play in the first quarter. Jackson Kreiner is going to come in, replacing Hayden Martin.
You give a rebound to that? Turnover,
yeah,
or what do you do?
Yeah.
Rebound turnover?
Maybe. I guess so. Probably so. That's a little iffy on that one.
I know. We're going to go with it.
Yeah. Tate across the timeline. Gives it to Carson at the free throw line. Back to Tate. On the right side to Harris. Now to McLean. He's going to put up the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is chased down by Kreiner.
And stepped on the sideline.
Oh, he stepped on that on the baseline, actually. And Mount Tom's going to get back underneath their basket. 1:24 left to play in the first quarter. Bombers with the ball leading 9-8. That one's definitely a rebound and turnover.
Yeah.
Here is Carson with it. Gives it to McLean. He puts up the jumper on the left side. Good! Ryder McLean with seven on the night.
Ryder's had a good few games these last couple ones, and he's picking up where he left off.
Scribner with it on the left side. This pass knocked away and stalled by Tate. Tate's quickly back the other way. We're buying the back pass to McLean for the layup. It wouldn't go, but Dewey tries to hit back up and in. It couldn't go. His second follow is up and in.
Harrison with a quick timeout. Not liking where this one's going.
We will break with 56.8 seconds left to play in the first quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Harrison 13-8. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis, and Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin at Knox Orthopedics base their practice on this philosophy. They utilize state-of-the-art MRI diagnostic equipment, so you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome. Knox Orthopedics, providing orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Visit KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Heath Nicholas taking Harrison's first time out of the night with 56.8 seconds left to play in the first quarter as Mount Holmes on a little bit of a run right now, 6-0 run right now.
Yeah, good. It starts with defense. Mount Holmes getting some turnovers. We got two quick turnovers in a row, but then just relentless pursuit after the ball when it gets up on the rim.
So here comes Cecil into the front court for the Goblins. Ball goes over on the left side. Now down the corner to Paul. His pass knocked away, but fouls will be called against Mountain Home there.
Now they'll get Rhett Gilbert, it looks like. Jackson Kreiner trying to do a little curl screen, come down the lane. It looked like Rhett tried to undercut it, maybe got in his way just a little bit and bumped him, they're saying.
Gilbert, Levi Uchman, and Kobaninski checked in during the timeout. Here is Logan. Here is Lucas Paul. His reverse layup wouldn't go. Ball is knocked out of bounds. It will be off of Mountain Home, and Harrison will inbound it once again with 35 seconds left to play in the first quarter. By the way, that foul was Gilbert's first personal foul, team foul number two against Mountain Home just a moment ago. So it will be Kreiner inbounding the ball to Cecil. He puts up the fadeaway in the lane. Good.
Cecil's their offense right now. He's got 8 of their 10.
Yep, he sure does. 13-10, Mountain Home up. Shot clock is off. But McLean's going to put up the three on the left side. It will not go, and it's going to go out of bounds off of Levi Uchman, and Harrison's going to get a chance to get one more shot off before the end of the quarter.
Great shot by Ryder. He kind of caught the ball, and everybody left him. And when they left him, he's just like, well, I'll take this.
Yep. Cecil walks the ball across the timeline. Down to 10. Cecil dribbles to the right side. He's going to dribble to the free throw line. Gives it to Kreiner. Down to 1. And they're not going to get the shot off.
Another turnover by Harrison. Good defense by Mountain Home.
So we have come to the end of the first quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Harrison 13-10. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves in providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. I'm Kyle Davidson, Community President at FNBC in Mountain Home, and I want to invite you to stop